Bezer Shem Mizbochu begin Perek Shemayna Asa, the 18th chapter in the Rambam's Hilchas Maaseh Kabbonis and laws of how the Kabbonis are brought in the Sefer Avodah. When this Perek, the Rambam discussed the mitzvah to bring and to sacrifice the Kabbonis in the Beis HaMikdash. As Rambam begins Halacha Alf outlining this mitzvah, Kol Kabbonis Kulam, all the sacrifices, Bein Kabbonis Behem HaVa'if, whether they're sacrifice of animals or birds, Bein Kabbonis Menachas, whether they're Kabbonis of flower offerings, Mitzvah Saseh Lakrivim Beveis HaVachir, there's a positive commandment to sacrifice them in the chosen house, that which we refer to as the Beis HaMikdash. Shemak says in the Pasuk in Devarim, V'sham Tasa Kol Asher Anoichim Mitzavek, and there you're going to do everything that I commanded you. Chemitzah Saseh Li is Kolod Mitapel, so too it's a positive commandment for a person to be engaged, Umevi Karbonis Behemah, to bring the animal sacrifices, and the Schaib Lakriven that he was obligated to sacrifice, Michutz Laretz, that which he has out of Beit Yisrael, the face of Bechira, to the base of Megdash, and the Mech says in the Pasuk, Kodeshecha Sheyulacha, the holy things that you have for you, Unadirecha, and your vows, Tisu Yishakari Begoyim, etc., which Mepiash Mulamdu, from the tradition they learned, She'ina Medaba Ilab Kachi Chutz Laretz, that this Pasuk is only talking about those which are sacrifices from out of Eretz Yisrael, Shumetapel them, where he carries them, at Sheyivim Leves Bechira, until he brings it to the Beis HaMikdash. Now, Lacha Beis tells us the violations that one has if he doesn't fulfill this. Hamak of carbon chutz la'azara. Someone sacrificed the carbon out of the azara. So, first of all, bitul mitzvah saseh. He's nullified the positive command which we mentioned of v'sham tase kol asher anoichim mitzavekho. And also, v'av alayis saseh, he's also violated a negative prohibition. Krishnemet says in the pasuk, he shamar lecha, you should safeguard for you, pentaloi l'secha. Maybe you're going to bring up your burnt sacrifice, b'chol makam ashatir, in every place where you're going to see, which always the word he shamar connotes a negative prohibition. And the mikvah of is that if one sacrifices deliberately, chayv karis, liable for karis. How do we know that? Shem, like it says, the pasuk in Yikra says, "Hashem yalo oilo izavach." If he's going to bring up his burnt sacrifice or his carbon, v'al pesach emoy lohevi, and he doesn't bring it to the opening of the tent of the assembly, min tavazara, v'nirchas ma'amav is karis from his people. What's known as karis, and if he does it b'shegi by mistake, maybe chatas kavuy, he brings a permanent carbon chatas. Halacha Gimel tells us that this halacha is not just sacrificing, but it's also v'chin hashechet. Also, regarding someone who slaughters Kaddishim, the holy karbonis chutz lazara, out of the hazara, ava pish lehelim, even if he didn't sacrifice them, again, it's just a shechita, if he did it deliberately, chayev karas, he's liable for karas, it says in the pasig, asher yishchat, if he slaughters shoyer chesev, the ox, or the lamb, or aves, or the goat, v'grim, etc., dom yichashv le'ishahu, is going to be considered blood for that person, dom shafach, he has spilled the blood, v'nichras, and he's going to get cut off. So you see that there's karas also for shechita of kachem mechutz. The Mshachat B'Shegin, he slaughtered by mistake, maybe Chatzis Kibbuy brings a permanent carbon Chatzis. Now, Halacha Dal tells us, we just told you about the punishment. What's the source for the Azhara, for the prohibition? As the Rambam says, V'Heichen Hizr, and where was the prohibition, Ala Shechita B'Chutz, regarding slaughtering out of the Azhara, because there's a Halacha concept, in Einshen L'Kim Azir, and you can't give a punishment unless there's also a warning. So that's actually learned out B'Hekesh, from a comparison from the proximity of the halacha of shechita b'chutz to halah, which is sacrifice in b'chutz. Because Nemrut says over there in Devarim, Sham taloy l'secha, there you're going to be mala, which is sacrificing, which is burning your oila. Now, but Nemrut also says, B'sham tasek kol asher anoichim mitzavekha, that there you're going to do all that I command you, which is, and not to do it out of the azar, which is comparing halah to ta'asiya. Just like regarding sacrificing out of the Azar, which you get a punishment, which we mentioned the punishment before, of course. His Oleb Farish explicitly has a warning, like it says in the Pasuk, as we quoted, it says a word of Tala, you should safeguard for you, maybe you're going to burn it out of the Azara. Afasiya, so too when it talks about Misham Tasa, that regarding the doing, to which is Shechita, slaughtering is also considered one of the activities of Asiya, She'anish le'beferish, which also has explicit punishment, which we mentioned in the previous halacha, that I mentioned explicitly regarding asher yishchat. So Hekesh teaches us also harim muzerla, that also has a prohibition. Because she'anish akasav, like we said, because the pasuk only punishes unless it has a warning. And where's the warning known? From a Hekesh of aliyah to that of asiyah, which includes shechita. Halacha hey, therefore, hashechet kashim, the helim b'chutz. If someone slaughters the kashim, and also sacrifices out of the azar, chayiv shtayim, is liable for two. Achas al shechita, one is a separate negative prohibition on the slaughtering. Achas aliyah, one's for the sacrificing. Let's say shachet bifnim, let's say slaughtered in the azar, but v'hel b'chutz, he burns it out of the azar, so chayiv aliyah, so he's liable for the burning. V'chein nesotim shachet b'chutz, let's say slaughtered out of the azar, v'hel bifnim, but he burns it in the azar, well then chayiv al shechita, then he'll be liable for the slaughtering b'chutz. Halacha Vav tells us an important qualification that this halacha of bachutz is only if it's fit to have been bifnim. And therefore, in the chayiv, says the Rambam, you're not liable ela shchidus kachim only on the slaughter of kachim heruuyin likodev legamiz bech that would be fit to sacrifice on the altar, but instead you're doing it on the outside. Avol, but if hashaychet b'chutz some slaughters out of the zar echad misur mizbech, any one of those carbons that are prohibited to be brought on the mizbeach. Oy mechatoyz amesis, which that then would include a raiva, nirva, muktzin, nevet. There's a whole list of carbonas that are not valid, they're prohibited to be brought on the mizbeach. Oy mechatoyz amesis, or there's certain types of chatas that have to be left to die, so they're not fit to be brought inside, and then you go and you bring it outside, how is it such a person would be exempt? Kershlema says in the Pasim Yikur, Lefnei Mishkan Hashem, that you didn't bring it in front of the Mishkan of Hashem, which teaches us, but kosher in the royal level of Mishkan Hashem, whatever not fit to be brought to the tabernacle, to the Mishkan, then you're not going to be liable for doing it b'chutz. Halacha Zayin, therefore another ramification of this halacha is, Shachat b'chutz, let's say someone slaughters out of the Hazara, Mechuses man begufay, if it's lacking the date for the body of the animal itself, oy babalim, or in the owner, it has not yet reached a time when they're supposed to or allowed to bring it as a carbon. So since even though it's a time sensitive limitation, it's just not fit right now to bring it in, but ultimately right now you couldn't. So potter, so then one would be exempt for slaughtering it outside. As Ram explains, what does it mean? It's lacking time in the body of the animal itself. So the animal, the carbon, if it's still within 7 days of when it was born, which the animal couldn't be brought as a carbon when it's from day 8 and on, or if a tyrant or turtle dove shlegi's man, which has not yet reached their time, because they're only when they're ready to turn goldy, like a gold-like look, and it has not yet reached that stage yet, or let's say v'isav es benoi, or let's say regarding the mother and its child, shenishchad echad mehem ayem, one of them is slaughtered today, she'ena shenirah ala demachar, where you now slaughtered the mother and the child on the same day, so now this one, which is the carbon, is not fit to be sacrificed until tomorrow, that would be considered mechuz es man begufay, which if one brought it outside, would not be liable because it's not fit inside. Halacha tes ve'izel mechuz es man ba'olmot, consider lacking time in the owners. So carbon, if you have a sacrifice, shaden legizman ba'olav la'kriv, it's not yet time for the owner, nothing lacking in the carbon, in the chavtza, but in the gavra, in the person, has not yet reached time for him to sacrifice it, as the Ram says, ketzad haso. So let's say hazav, hazava, which is a man or woman that has certain general discharge, of v'hayiledes, a woman who gave birth, sheshachtu chatasin b'chutz. If they slaughtered their chatas, where they're supposed to bring a chatas when they finish their purification process, they bring it out of the azara, but it's betochim esvir, within the days of their counting. In other words, azav and zav have to count clean days of no discharge, and the woman who gave birth also has to count the certain days, depending if she gave a boy or girl, how long, but they have to count, and then within the days of the counting, they bring the carbon out of the azara, so then betur, they're exempt, because they're not yet eligible to bring the carbon inside, to be liable outside. V'chein tzutu mitzayra, a person has tzaras, Shashachet chatas of Asham b'chutz, where he's supposed to ultimately bring a chatas in Asham, and he slaughters it out of the Azara, but b'techem ha'svira, within the days of the counting, where the Mitzayr also has to count for purification days, 7 days of purity, and then on the 8th they bring his karbanas. If it's within the days of counting, Pater, he's going to be exempt. Again, Shadayin le'niru b'alei karbanas e'elu l'chabar, because all these owners of these karbanas have not yet reached the time of when they're supposed to have their atonement. That's regarding the chatas in Asham. But if let's say they slaughtered their oilis out of the azar, even within the days of this, they're still counting, they would be liable for that oil b'chutz. The reason for that is, because ultimately the oil is really like a gift, which that gift is eligible at all times. It's just that he has to bring that gift when he's done. But even now it's still considered as oila, which is roi b'fnei to be chay b'chutz. But v'achatz v'ashmi ikar kapar, their sin offering and their guilt offering is a primary atonement. That's only when they're ready for that atonement within the days of Sfir. It's not, and therefore one will not be chay b'chutz. And v'chein nazar, so too regarding a nazar who shashachet chatasa b'chutz, b'teichem in nizirusi. After he's done with his nazirus, he's supposed to bring a chatas. But let's say during the days of his nazirus, he already brings that chatas and he does it b'chutz. Again, part is going to be exempt because it's not eligible inside to be chay outside. But hikar v'ilasa shlama b'chutz, two of the karbanos that nazar brings when he's done besides the chatas, is oil and shlamim. And let's say during his days of Naziris, he brings those karbanas b'chutz, then chayv would be chayv. The reason for that is, as we said before, shachatas hi ma'akvator. His chatas is what holds back the validity of the atonement, which therefore it's only eligible then, not now. So you're potter b'chutz. And v'hi ikar Naziris, that's the primary of the Naziris. Ikar just oil and shlamim, which again is still valid now, hence one would be chayv now b'chutz. Halacha yud, now regarding situations of doubt, asham tali, which is a carbon ashram that a person brings when he doesn't know if he violated an isra or not. Or similar, v'chata so'if, regarding a bird chatas, habal asafik, that comes in a situation of doubt. Let's say there was a woman that we don't know if she was really pregnant, and then she had a certain discharge. We don't know if that was a miscarriage or not. So she's a safik, she's in doubt if she was a yeledes, so she has to bring a chatas so'if out of doubt. So these two karbanas, if Shakriv Machutz, if they were sacrificed out of the Azara, Pater woman would be exempt. And the reason for that is Shavuhali Nikba Ister, because the prohibition has not really been established. Both the Ashram Tali and this Chatzav Baal Sapik, they're really coming in a situation of doubt. And since it wasn't established that there was an Isser over here to have a Chiv of a carbon, hence this carbon, although it's brought to a situation of doubt, would not be sufficient to make the person Chayiv Bachutz. Now, Asham Mitzayra, specifically regarding the Asham of the Mitzayra, Shashachat Bachutz, if he slaughters it out of the Azara, Shaloy Lishmai, not for the namesake of the carbon Asham, let's say he slaughters it to be an Oilah, which this halacha is therefore unique specifically to Asham Mitzayra, not to the Chatzis of the Mitzayra. So if he slaughters it Shaloy Lishmai out of the Azara, Chayib is going to be liable. Why? Chayib is Shaloy Lishmai Rob Bifnim Bekashra, since ultimately the Asham. If it is brought Shaloy Lishmai, although it doesn't fulfill someone's obligation, but it is fit as a carbon in the Azara and would be Kashra, like as even they may explain in Perk Tezov Mechaz Pesul Magdash and Halacha Aleph, so therefore, since it's Rob Bifnim, even though it's done Shaloy Lishma, one would be Chayiv Bachutz. And B'chol carbon Shupata Shchitas Bachutz. Now, however, says the Rambam, any carbon that one is exempt for slaughtering on the outside, which we just mentioned, if it's not fit to be slaughtered inside, one's not going to be Chayiv for slaughtering it outside. So Kachupata Al-Asa, that would be the same thing regarding the other Is that we speak about, regarding the sacrificing, because since Shchita and Law compared one to the other, like we said in Al-Lucha Dalad, if you're exempt because of Shchita, you're also going to be exempt because of the Halah. Halacha Yud Aleph, Shnei Siri Yom Kippurim, regarding the two he-goats on Yom Kippur, one Sar Lashem, one Sar Lazazel. Shashach Demachotz, they were slaughtered out of the Azar. So it depends. Imachalei Hizvad Aleim, if this is before when you do the confession on the Ar Hamashtaleach, so Chayiv Karas Hashdeim, you'd be liable for Karas on both of them for slaughtering it Bachotz, and the reason for that is, Hayu Barurin Lavoi, Lefnei Hashem Levide, both of them are fit to be brought inside. Meaning the Sar Lashem, where you know, because that's supposed to be slaughtered inside and you're slaughtering it outside. But the chiddush is Nesar Lazazel, which there's no shechita, it's thrown off the cliff. Yes, but it still has to come lifnei Hashem when the confession of the Kohen Gadol, which wasn't done yet, so it's still fit to be brought inside. So if you slaughtered before that, you're doing shechita b'chutz. Now, v'ma'achash is vada, but if it's after the confession already, then patal mashleach, then slaughtering the he-goat that's Lazazel, that's sent away, for that shechita b'chutz, one's going to be exempt. And the reason for that is, shabbat in the role of lifnei Hashem, it's not fit to come lifnei Hashem in front of the Mishkan, because you already did the confession, there's no reason to bring it in to say you're going to be chayiv when you're doing it outside. Halacha Yud Bey is again continuing these halachas of Rohu Lovu Lefnim, and only then are you chayiv b'chutz. Hashechet Shlamim b'chutz. Someone slaughters the peace offering out of the Azar, Koidim Shiyiftechu Dasa Hegel, before the gates of the sanctuary were even opened, so Pata, you're going to be exempt for doing it b'chutz. And the reason that is, Shaharei M'chutzor Maisa, it's another invalidation of Bifnim, hence a Ptur on b'chutz, because you're lacking an action that was done, which is the ability to bring it inside, where you could only bring a carbon inside of the shlamim when the doors of the heichal already open. And only ba'achkech you ruin lo kavar lifnei Hashem. Only afterward is it fit to sacrifice of Hashem. And like we explained in Perek Hei Halacha, hey, and therefore since it's not fit yet inside, so you're not going to chayav b'chutz. Now, v'asheichet es ha-pesach b'chutz. Now, if someone slaughters the carbon pesach out of the azar, afil b'shayim eis ha-shana, even if it's not on Erev Pesach, even any other day of the year, Bein Lishmai, Bein Shalei Lishmai, whether you do it for the namesake of this carbon or for a different carbon's sake, Chayiv can be liable. The reason for that is, well, on Pesach is because it fit inside and doing it outside, and it's still going to be row, even if you do it Shalei Lishmai, but even any other day of the year when you can't bring carbon Pesach anyway, you could. The reason for that is, Shah Pesach B'Shayim Es Hashanah Shlamhu, the halacha of Moisra Pesach, when you have a leftover Pesach, you didn't bring Erev Pesach, any other day of the year, it's still a valid carbon inside, it would be a Shlamim. And now, since it could be fit inside and doing it outside, there can be Chayiv. Halacha Yud Gimel, a related halacha, behemes chulin, to this whole topic, if you have an animal that's unconsecrated, but shubara kach mizbech, where the fetus was consecrated as a carbon, so asla shachta b'chutz, you're not allowed to slaughter the mother out of the azar, because of the baby, which is being permitted through the slaughtering of the mother, which that's a carbon. Now, vim shachta, if one did slaughter, ain't no lake, he's not going to get lashes, nesha ain't no love of Hashem, because ultimately, the mother is not fit to be brought, and neither is the baby to be brought lifnei Hashem, which that's the carbon because it wasn't yet born. And even now that it's born, it's still not fit till day 8. So if the sin's not brought lifnei Hashem, again, the same concept as in the previous halachas, that would exempt the person from lashes. Halach Yudal. Gana v'hiktish. If someone stole an animal and sanctified it, v'achkech shachet b'chutz. And then, this carbon, now he slaughters it outside, chayiv, he's going to be chayiv, because ultimately he was makdish a carbon, and he's slaughtering it outside. Now, when did they say that it's in his possession, the thief's possession? Kedil Chayvalei Karas that it should be liable for Karas for slaughtering it outside. That's Meshoshek Disha. That's in the moment that he sanctified it. In other words, the actual fact that what was stolen is in the domain of the Ganav is for the purpose of making him liable for the fact that he's slaughtering it out of the Azara. There is no difference regarding the Chiv of Karas if they made it in the domain from the time that he stole it or from the time that he sanctified it. The only difference would be when was it his. Either way, he's being chayiv, is only regarding the shearings of the wool or the children that are born. At what point did it become his? This is the Rambam says that when did they make it in his domain is not regarding the chiv of Karas, that's regarding the gizis of Lodis. And this he says, Kedil chayiv of Karas, that's only explaining why did the Chacham actually say that it's his in the first place, which is to create a liability. But moreover, this was saying that it's his, and therefore he's going to be liable for slaughtering Bachutz, is only if he slaughtered after the original owner gave up hope of getting it back. But before he gave up hope, in the Kadesh, it's not going to be sanctified because it's still that first person's and it's not the one who stole it. And therefore then he wouldn't be chayiv because it wasn't sanctified to be chayiv for slaughtering a kodshim bachutz. Now, Halachat HaZvav continues regarding now, we said there's a liability for shechting and for burning these karbonas bachutz. What qualifies as bachutz? So, let's say the whole animal was out of the Azara. Now, but the naked animal was inside the Azara. Shachat he slaughters it. Chayiv is going to be liable for shechit bachutz. The pasuk says, "Ashi yishchad shor eches ba'ez b'machne." If someone's going to slaughter an ox or a lamb or goat in the camp, or yeshi yishchad mechutz la'machne, or he's going to slaughter it out of the camp, which teaches us, "Echad hashayichid ba'mikdash." Whether he slaughters it in the mikdash with tzavar b'fnim, and the neck is inside, but a shoguf ha'mechutz and the rest of the body is out of the azara, oy sheguf b'fnim with tzavar b'chutz, or the body was inside but the neck was outside, chayiv is going to be liable at shatia b'hem kula b'mikdash. Until the entire animal is in the base of Mekdash. How do we know that? How do we see this from the Pasuk? Because whenever the Pasuk says, "Vel Pesach El Moed Libiyeno," that to the entry of the El Moed he has not brought it, which means to say the whole it has to be inside, and if not, one's going to be chayiv for slaughtering it out of the Azar. Now, Aval Sheikhet Begago Shalhech, but if someone slaughters it on the roof of the sanctuary, Ava Bishan Rolas Vichakal, even though it's not really a place that's fit, it's not a valid Shechita, but it's a Pasuk that can be exempt because ultimately it's not Bachutz, it is Befnim, it's just not a valid Shechita. If two people are holding onto the knife and they slaughter the carbon out of the azar, they're going to be exempt. Because Nemet says in the pasuk Asher Yishchad that he's going to slaughter, or Asher Yishchad that he will slaughter, which tells us Echad v'Shnayim only if one person, the singular, does it, not two people. Now the Echad Shashachad b'chutz. Now whether the one who slaughters out of the azar, even if he does not have in mind to slaughter these kachim for Hashem as a carbon, still, Hariz Achayv is going to be liable. Why? Shlomo the Pasuk says, "Dam Yichashiv." It's going to be considered as blood leishahu to that person. Dam Shafach is blood to blood. What does that mean? Afa Bishazah Dam B'Machshav Tekedam and Nishbach. All this blood that is in this blood process, just like spilling blood, meaning like a carbon, not like a carbon, and just Dam Shafach. Hariz Achayv is still Mechayv because ultimately he is slaughtering the carbon b'chutz. Halach Yidzayin. Hashayichet b'chutz b'layla. Someone is slaughtering the carbon out of the azar at night. Still, chayv is going to be chayv. Why? Doesn't this fly in the face of everything that we said that has to be roi b'fnim and the shechit of kachem is not roi b'layla? No. Chayil b'shechit b'layla k'sher b'chutz. Ultimately, it is a valid slaughtering out of the azara, meaning, like, what do you slaughter out of the azara? Which a chulun. Chulun can be slaughtered at nighttime. So, since this is considered as a valid shechita, and shechita b'fnim would be chayv, although the shechit b'fnim is only during the daytime, one would be chayv for doing it b'chutz. V'cheinim hela b'layla b'nzeh. Shashachat b'chutz b'layla. So let's say he sacrificed at nighttime from this one that he slaughtered out of the azar at nighttime. Chayv Allah, you can be liable for the burning of that carbon which we chayv also on shechit b'chutz. Now am shachat b'fnim b'layla. But if let's say he slaughtered in the azar at nighttime, the hel b'chutz, and then he actually sacrificed outside, actually potter would be exempt. The reason for that is fish lehela d'vapasa because he's only burning that which is already invalid. Actually, it's even worse. Although generally we think inside make it more fit. No, it's actually less fit because shechita at nighttime is only fit out of the azar, not in the azar. Hence, that was a carbon puzzle, which you're not going to be chayav for Allah. So, let's say one received the blood in a service vessel, in a mundane vessel, in the azar, and now you spray the blood out of the azar, which you're chayav for bachutz, you can be exempt because ultimately it was not a valid avoida because it became invalidated. It was done with a kli chayil and not with a kli kaidish. So if someone does malika, which is, that's the shechita, but it's not real shechita, that's done with the fingernail of the kohen on the back, on the neck of the bird, which is done inside the azar. If he does it b'chutz out of the azar, potter is going to be exempt. Why? Isn't this the same equivalency of what shechita is for an animal. The reason that is because actually the halacha of shechita b'chutz says oyeh sheyishkun b'chutz labachna, which teaches us it's only a chiyah for shechita and not on malika. So therefore, actually, for malika, one would be potter. V'milo'o potter. And if one burns that out of the azara, it's going to be potter. Now, but let's say malik b'fnim. But let's say he did the malika, which is the valid avoid for the oif carbon, in the azara, behel b'chutz, and then he burns it out of the azara, oh, then chayv Allah, then chayv Allah of the bird carbon. Now, let's say shachat b'fnim. Let's say, however, he slaughters the bird, which one's not supposed to do shechita, he does only an animal, he does a shechita on the bird in the azar, the halo b'chutz, and then he burns it out of the azar, potter, then he's going to be exempt. The reason for that is shalei hel el dabash in the ruler carb. Again, he's only burning that which is not fit to be sacrificed inside, because you did a shechita on the bird, which is not a valid avoda of the bird carbon in the Beis HaMikdash. Shachat is oif b'chutz, b'halo b'chutz. Let's say he slaughtered the bird out of the azar, and he burns it out of the azar. Actually, chayv shtam, he's milayim for two. What do you mean? But you did a shechita on the bird. Oh, because shechita b'chutz k'shera. Again, now once it's out of the Azar, we qualify if it's valid or invalid based on the criterion of where it is, which is in the outside. Shechita for a regular bird, one eats, let's say when someone eats a piece of chicken, you don't do malik, you do shechita. So that's a valid type of preparation, hence that was considered shechita b'chutz, and varim kamalika b'fnim. And that's also like doing malik in the inside is what shechita is in the outside. So you did shechita b'chutz, and now you're doing halal b'chutz, and never going to be chayv shtayim in that case.